Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's who I am. And my website is www.jbsba.com. But you already knew that, didn't you? And by the way, while you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. John Maxwell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And many of you know who John Maxwell is. He's one of the world's experts on leadership. He speaks to hundreds of thousands of people around the world every year. Many of you have read his books, including Developing the Leader Within You, Your Roadmap to Success, and The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. His books have sold somewhere between 6 million and a billion copies. We're not sure. There's so many they can't keep up with all of it. And his new book is called Winning with People, and he's here to talk to us about this very important, these very important keys to relationships that he's developed. John Maxwell, welcome to the show.
Jim, it is a delight to be with you and your audience today. I'm excited because I know you're trying to help the small business people, and I do a lot of speaking for them and writing for them. So let's see if we can add value to their lives today.
Well, I appreciate that, John, very much. And congratulations, by the way, on your new book. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier in the hour before you got here, that small business owners have to be as good as they can possibly be at relationships. They got to be able to connect with people because for a number of reasons, but two primary reasons. Number one is that we don't have enough people to do all the things that we need to do. We have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And so therefore we got to be really effective with the people that we work with. And Absolutely. And then we've got our customers that we have to cherish every one of them. We can't afford to lose one of them. And so we have to build these relationships. And I wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, it's very true. In fact, the thesis, Jim, of the book, Winning with People, is that most people can trace their successes and their failures back to relationships in their lives. In other words, if I would go back and think of my best days, I would find people around me. And if I went back and thought of my worst days, I'd find other people around me. And relationships are so key not only to a business person's success, they're also just very key to happiness. You find the happiest people are the ones who have the best relationships.
Absolutely.
And as a kid growing up, my father introduced me when I was a teenager to Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Mm-hmm.
And it really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I all of a sudden began to understand the value of relationships. You know, Jim, 7 out of 10 people that get fired from their job get fired from their job not because they lack the people skills, because they lack the work skills to do the job. They got fired because they didn't get along with people.
Right.
And 90% of all counseling is people-centered. Somebody's having a relationship issue with someone else. And knowing those facts and having spent a lot of time in the business community and understanding that we really are in the people business. I mean, that's really the business we're in. And we may be selling awnings or whatever it is our company does, but we're really in the people business. And I think it was Stanford Research, Jim, that said that 87% of our success is people knowledge and only 13% is product knowledge.
Well, and especially in the world today, John, and well said, by the way, in this world today, what my audience has heard me say a million times is that virtually everything that we have to sell today, including services, is a commodity.
The only thing
that's not a commodity is the way we deliver it, which is exactly what you just got through saying.
That's an absolute fact. And the moment that we understand that and buy into that, in fact, I always feel badly for people that are in the what I call the people business that aren't good with people, because I know they're just going to sabotage their success. And they're going to go one step forward and then have relationship issues, and they're going to take two steps backward, and they're never going to be what they could be until they really master what I call the people principles. And in the
mm-hmm.
book, I have 25 people principles, simple to understand. And it's a book about understanding people because, Jim, you know as well as I do that if you don't understand people, you won't get along with them.
Well,
and it's a book about how to understand people so then you can relate well with them.
Don't you, and I agree with you about understanding them, but don't you also have to value people? I mean, which means, and you talk about that in your book, which means that at some point in time, you've got to subordinate yourself in a relationship, don't you?
No question. No question. In fact, I have a lecture I do in the business community on how to add value to people. The first statement, Jim, that I say is what you just shared with your listeners, and that is if you really want to value people, you have to value people. And if I don't value the people I'm with, I'll manipulate them, I'll take advantage of them, I'll do all kinds of things, but they won't be good. And it all begins with just truly valuing people and understanding their importance that allows me then to respect them and allows me then to want to build a good, strong relationship with them.
Right. I want to get into some of the principles that you talk about. And, folks, John says, I believe there are fundamental building blocks that make people ready for relationships. And, John, you said that there were 25, but I'm looking at a list of five of them.
Yeah, and those are the five relationship questions in the book.
Can we talk about those a little bit?
Sure can, Jim.
The lens principle. Tell us what that is.
Well, the lens principle says who we are determines how we view others. And I started that. In fact, that's the first of the 25 people principles, Jim. And the reason I started there was before I look at someone else and try to figure them out, I better look at myself and figure myself out.
Right.
Because who I am is going to determine how I see others, how I view life, how I view them. And so I really work hard on helping a person just see themselves. So Groucho Marx one time said, I wouldn't belong to any country club that would have me as a member.
Right.
and if we feel that way about ourselves, I'm afraid we're not only going to be able to sell ourselves, but we aren't going to be able to sell anyone else on us either.
Right.
And so I just really talk in there about the fact that who we are determines how we view others. So before we start trying to understand others, let's make sure that we have our act together.
The classic example of what you just said is when I meet a person who's paranoid.
Yes.
When I meet somebody who is paranoid, meaning that they're afraid that I'm going to do something to them,
yep,
my experience has been that's how they're going to treat me, because what they're thinking is he's going to do to me what I would do to him.
That's exactly.
And that's a classic
right.
example of what you're just talking about, I think. But when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of maybe a little bit of we're going to nudge ourselves a little bit, folks, with what John calls the mirror principle. Stand by for that. We're going to be right back with our new friend, John Maxwell. His new book is called Winning with People. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. Back is 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're having a great visit with our new friend John C. Maxwell, who's the author of Winning with People. Many of you know John and his work over the years in leadership and relationship building. He's got a huge and very important body of work that he's done over the years. And John, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. You do. You just write books one page at a time, trying to add value to people. That's my only reason for writing them.
Well, you touched a lot of folks, and for your contribution to humanity, we appreciate that. Let's talk about this another principle in what you call the people principles, and this is the mirror principle.
Yes.
Talk to us about that. This one stings a little bit, folks.
Yeah, well, the mirror principle says the first person we must examine is ourselves, and boy, that's true. In fact, in that chapter on that, I have the statement that coping with difficult people is always a problem, especially if that difficult person happens to be me. And here's what I've discovered about all of us, Jim, is that it's much easier to size up everybody else but ourselves. In other words, we can look at someone else and say,
well, that's because I'm so perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And
that's
so smart.
And that's why I have the mirror principle.
Absolutely. I'm a genius. I'm smart. I'm perfect. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I have the principle, Jim. I'm basically saying stop long enough. Don't just glance in the mirror. Look at that mirror. I mean,
You want me to move in close? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I want a close up view because the first person I have to know is myself, which is really self awareness. And the moment that I have that self-awareness, I'm going to be much more fair to others. We have a tendency to judge others by their behavior and judge ourselves by our attitude and our intentions. And there's a world of difference between both of those. And in fact, Margaret and I, Jim, because we know that it's hard for us to see ourselves, many times we've been married for 35 years. We'll look at each other, and if we're trying to help the other mate see something in themselves that maybe they don't want to see, we'll look at each other and we'll say, "Now, I'll say, Margaret, remember, I'm your best friend. I'm not only your spouse, but I'm your best friend." And one day, Margaret was working on me. She was really trying to get me to see something, which I wasn't doing very good at it. I wasn't practicing the mirror principle very well. Finally, she got so exasperated. She said, "John, I'm not only your best friend. Right now, I'm your only friend." that helped me to look in the mirror a little bit more.
Well, you know, John, I was a commission salesman for years and was pretty good at it. But I never was as good as I became until I learned self-analysis. When I was with Xerox, they taught me not only the best-selling skills I ever learned, but they taught me self-analysis, and I've used that principle as much as I humanly can, ever since then, and it's made a world of difference in my life. And so I think of all the principles you have, even though you've got it listed number two, I think it may be the most important one. John, I want to get into what you call the hammer principle in a second, but before we do, tell us where your book's available.
My books are available like in Barnes & Noble stores, Borders, Books A Million, Christian bookstores in the city,
right.
Pretty much any bookstore would have Winning with People, or certainly should have it.
What about your own website?
What's that?
You have your own website?
Yeah, MaximumImpact.com.
MaximumImpact.com.
Absolutely.
And we can find out about your books there.
Not only can they can order them if they want to, but they
right.
That
can they get an autographed copy if we go to your website?
If they say that they heard it from your show.
If you tell them that you heard it on Jim Blassingame's show, folks, they'll give you an autographed copy, and I appreciate that, John.
I'll be glad to do it.
Tell us about the hammer principle.
Well, the hammer principle says never use a hammer to swat a fly off someone's head. And it's a great principle. Obviously, Jim, it's a principle about overreacting. You know, somebody brings forth an issue to you, and there's a tendency, if we're not careful, to let the situation mean more than the relationship and to blow it out of proportion. In fact, when Margaret and I had our two children that were in their teenage years, which are kind of tough years for parents, we used to sit on the couch and hold hands if we had to confront one of our children on an issue. And we were holding hands. They thought we were being romantic, but what we were doing is we were sending signals to each other that, you know, if all of a sudden I got a little too angry and got to the edge of the couch,
Margaret squeezed
my hand, saying, "You know, down boy, you know." And it's the hammer principle. And Jim, the book is full of just simplicity like this, just fun principles that are easy to understand, but are also easy to apply, because there's no need for me to give the principles about people if I don't tell them how to best apply practically that principle to make the relationship better. And I promise you, your listeners, when they read this book, every people principle they're going to think of somebody. They're going to say, "Oh my goodness, Joe's there," or "There's Susie," and they're going to think of people in these principles. But then it's going to also say, "Now, here's how you handle them. Here's how you relieve that situation and make that relationship hopefully better."
Well, and also you've got some discussion questions in here.
At the end of every people principle.
Right, and so folks, it's a little bit of exercise you can do there. John, this has been a great visit. I've enjoyed having you here. I'm impressed with your book, Winning with People. I think it's something that small business owners could certainly benefit from, because if we are nothing if not part of relationships. We have relationships with our customers and our employees, the two most important stakeholders in our businesses, and your book will help. And I appreciate you doing this. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. I've enjoyed immensely being with you and your listeners, and I think you're doing a great work with the small business people. And continue on, and yes, I'll be glad to be back.
Thank you. John Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Winning with People. We will get him back again real soon. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Gary Schilling after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.